Did you know I'm gonna come with it? Come with the 10 minutes. I watch you stare into these pretty brown eyes. Hey guys, this is Tiffany J coming to you live. 10 minutes with yours truly. I hope you like the show. Check it out.
Hello. Trying to move something out the way. Good morning. We are on day. Lost it. I'm sorry. I'm supposed to be prepared. We're on day 26. You are never too old to set another goal or dream. Let me repeat that. You are never too old to set another goal or to dream a new dream. And that is by Aristotle. You're never too old. Never too old. I want to take this time to shout out. I want to shout you out, my mom. I want to say that I'm very proud of you and I am thankful for you. I've told you twice and I want to say it again and for somebody else as far as two incidents. So you have gotten your master's later in life. You did not do the traditional route where people, they go high school, college, you know, undergrad, and they do grad school and then maybe their PhD. And maybe that's why people do it, because they have a long, you know, they know they're going to be in school for a lot of time, so they might as well do it now. But anyway, life happened for you and you continued to move forward, especially at a time where there was a lot going on with our family. And I remember we basically recently just had that conversation. So it was very powerful to see you walk across the stage at where you are in life and get a degree, like, because that's what you wanted to do to expand your career. So that was powerful. And then recently you guys got a new house. That was very powerful. It's a very beautiful house and I'm so glad. Tiffany's sitting in it right now doing what? Nothing. But anyway, it's very powerful and it's good that you continue to set goals for yourself. And it's not like, okay, well, I've had my kids and I have this, and then you just kind of give up. No, you always keep striving. And that is a great inspiration for me musically, because even though I may be where I am now in age, that thought I do know is changing in the industry and within the world, that you don't have to be a certain age. It's probably even better to be older and to be mature, so that people can trust that you know what you're talking about, know that you're not going to be crazy and out of whack and doing all these immature things. But that I wanted to say is an inspiration that I will continue to keep dreaming no matter what, and whatever it is that I love to do, that is what I am going to do, just period, regardless of what anybody says, because this is me and this is what I do. And that's why I'm mainly doing this for you guys, because I just want you to know that. Just because I remember I went to my 10-year high school reunion, and this one girl, because we was all going down the line saying what we did. Shout out to LaMonica, who's a hair stylist and a salon owner at Different by Design. And so I'm just shouting her out because she was there with me. But we were all talking about the things that we wanted to do. And this one girl, she was like, well, why, you know, what if you never get to like Beyonce status? And I said, well, one, that's not the point. Two, if I was on Beyonce status, I wouldn't be sitting here talking to you, because she can't come here and sit and talk to you. I mean, she might, but she wouldn't be sitting here talking to you. So I look at it as I have a certain assignment of people that are attached to me and that are connected to me. And regardless of whatever status that I'm on, I know that I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be, when I'm supposed to be, where I'm supposed to be. And that's all that matters. As long as I continue to set forth goals for myself and keep moving, I know that I will never arrive. There is no, I've arrived and I am it now. No, every day is an awakening. Every day it is an ascension to being great and to being better until my assignment is done. So I feel like as long as I live, and the more that God pours into my heart, that means that there's somebody else out there that is supposed to stumble upon this, that is supposed to be inspired themselves. And so that is why I continue to do what I do. That is why I'm not going to give up. And that is why you are, mom, an inspiration. And I thank God for you. You guys have a great day and enjoy. My next quote is by Frida. At the end of the day, we can endure much more than we think we can. We're on day 27 of our journey, of the 6-week healing journey. And the human body, as you know, can go through so many things. We're so smart, we're so amazing, we're so great, we're so fantastic and fantabulous, that the things that we go through, you didn't even realize that you could do it until you did it. So kudos to you, Tiffany. I want to keep it really short. I don't have much to say. I've been giving out so much positivity to myself and just in general. I've been speaking it out loud to myself in the room with Coco here on the side, and it's a lot. But I do hope that this goes out into the world and that somebody, it falls on somebody's heart and they're just like, wow, this is a lot that she's doing. I don't know what for, but I felt it in my spirit to prepare and do this for me first and then for anybody else. So remember that at the end of the day, and that's why I always tell myself that I'm successful, because even if I don't complete everything on my list, I'm still successful because I went through all of that and I did it with grace. I did it with a smile and I was good at it even still. And I'm going to be able to do it again and be even better. I get to try again tomorrow and be better. And so that is why, yes, you endure more. If people don't like you or whatever the case is, it probably wasn't meant for them to like you. It just wasn't, okay? If they're not on your team, if they're not your friend, if they're not your girl, if they're not your boy, you ain't married to them, or da da da, whatever, whatever. It wasn't meant to be in the first place, all right? But just know that you are still here and that you can endure much more than you think you can, all right? Have a great day. I've been shouting at a lot of people throughout this 6-month journey, and that means that you guys mean a lot to me, that I think about you guys even though I may not say anything. So day 28, Al, this is for you. I saw it online, I was like, it made me think about you. Another Dr. Seuss, you guys, be who you are and say what you feel, because those who don't matter, because those who mind don't matter and those who matter don't mind. Read it again without messing up. Be who you are and say what you feel, because those who mind don't matter and those who matter don't mind. When I saw that quote was important to you, I looked into it and I thought about it myself and I said, you know what, that makes a lot of sense. The people that are going to be there for you and the people that are going to accept you for who you are going to always be there. And it is what it is. And those who do have a problem, they have a problem, number one, with themselves. And then they got a problem with you. And that's okay, because we don't have to interact. We don't. So that's what I want to say. And thank you, Al, for crossing paths again in my life and bringing that back up to remembrance. So that's really, really cool. And I just want to shed light on it. All right. You guys take care. Have a great day.
That was another edition of 10 Minutes with Tiffany J. I hope you all enjoyed yourselves, because I know I did. You can find more episodes on my website, www.tjaytaylor.com, and go to podcasts. But don't stop there. Hop on over to the music tab and rock out to your favorite Tiffany J record, starting with my latest single, Work For It, available for streaming and downloads on all major platforms, with a bomb video showcase on YouTube featuring the Queen City, Charlotte, North Carolina.